So, I've been in the flow state for 12 years. Now, early on, I had a couple females try to pull me out of the flow state, and I just couldn't, no matter how life hits you, and once you get into the flow state, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, think about if you were playing basketball or something and you were in the zone, you know, that's all I can tell you. That's the only way I can explain it. But if you've been in the flow state for 12 years, every day, even though there's things happening in your life to pull you off the flow state, it's not necessarily that it's a bad thing, because it teaches you that the matrix is not the spirit, it's just the natural, you know? And so everybody's born in this natural realm, you know. Early on in life, though, I knew something wasn't right. Even when I was a kid, 6, 7 years old, I said something ain't right. I saw people around me going, running around like a chicken with their head cut off, and I was thinking, this ain't right. Don't y'all want to have peace, you know? I don't know. Maybe it was autism or something. I'm not sure. But a little bit of autism, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But then when after you get saved, and then you believe the lies of the system, you think that you go to church and you see all these people sitting there on the pew, and they all got their kids and all, and then some gal in the church starts talking to you, and you get married, and you think you're going to have 2.5 kids with a white picket fence, and everything's going to be great. And look at all the people out there that are miserable. And then finally, when you wake up and say, wait a minute, all these fake reality bubbles, fake reality constructs, I didn't believe them as a child. I would watch people around me, aunts, uncles, neighbors, people fighting and arguing. It was like, why? What is that about? And then you go get a job, and they act crazy, so you change jobs, and then you marry one of these religious but lost, and they act crazy, and you say, I can't do this. You have to pray, and it's, Lord, I told that preacher the other day riding the bike, I said, you know, I know divorce is not the deal, but I prayed to God. I said, this is too much chaos. And I said, Lord, I can't do it anymore. Please remove her from this house or my life or whatever. 3 days later, she was gone and never came back. So I'm not justifying divorce or fighting or anything or separate. I mean, everybody, to each is their own. But when you've been in the flow state for 12 years, you start to wake up to some stuff. And the reason I do audio recording is mainly for myself, because you're being bombarded with noise and words and lies and delusions and the machine and the machine and the material realm. It's all about the world, the flesh, and pride, life, and greed, and money, and no peace. And everybody's trying to go to. Let's go to the. They don't do this. Well, somebody did do it 2 weeks ago. Somebody did ask me. I was in shock. Let's go to the bar. You need to cut. Look, what? On your vacation, you need to do. No, I live my own life. Who are you, God? I even told that person, I told her, I said, whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. What are you talking about, woman? I said it this way. I said, are you trying to destroy my heart? She said, what do you mean? I said, whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. People don't even know that verse. People don't care. People don't care about their heart because they have a hard heart. They never had a soft heart, so they don't even know the difference. Bizarro land. People are crazy. And so as you isolate, so I took a vacation and isolated myself for a week just to cut off the noise and cut off the same routine. I tried the first few days, I kind of got a little bit bored and said, let me go eat over here and do it. And it's like, I don't even want to keep this routine. this reminds me of the world. I don't care about the world anymore. Only thing you care about when you get saved is souls, plucking people out of the world. So I had to go through an inner dialogue to just, okay, so how do I function down here and serve? How do I function down here in this crazy place with a bunch of just people who never even heard of the flow state? They're in a flow state, all right, but it's the flesh mind. And so how do you function down here in this crazy place? If you don't laugh, you're going to cry. You got to figure out how to laugh about it, because you know it's just a repeat simulation anyway. And so how do you function down here in the middle of this insanity? And most people have given up for the joy. They gave up. It seems like you talk to people and they get settled in something. They just gave up. They gave up on their joy, their dreams, their vision, their purpose, and all that. And so, really what I want to talk about, how to transmute while you're walking down here. The alchemy, the transmutation, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs, whether it's purpose, whether it's goals, whatever it is, you've got to figure out how to take the material realm and flip it upside down and turn it towards a spiritual goal. I think that's the word, transmutation or something. Alchemy, transformation, transmutation, I guess. The real alchemy. So let's say you were tied into some material realm relationship. Or let's say you're tied into a job, or you're tied into a rideshare or whatever. You have to change your thinking. And the only way you're going to win is this is the only way you're going to win. I don't care who it is across the board. I don't care what country. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're cleaning toilets. The only way you're going to win is transform your thinking into servant thinking. So I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I was like, I just don't even want to do it. I don't even want to pick these people up. And I don't want to hear their insanity and deal with their insanity, because you know they'll do the Uber and say, I'll be right out, or you'll take them and do a stop at a store and they'll say, I won't be but a second, and you're sitting there for 15 minutes. You know, they lie through their teeth, and somebody might say, well, it might have had a problem. Well, it happens too much. It's the pattern is set anyway. They're lying. They just don't want you to leave. Future fake. They're liars. So how do you transform your view of being down here? You have to do it to the spirit. The greatest among you is a servant. You have to say, okay, whatever job you're on, I don't care if you work at McDonald's or Burger King, you have to flip that into service. And really the ideal thing is to get good at something. Get really good at something, and that will help people, and just do that, and your whole world will change. Your whole world will change, because not only will they need you, and you can change jobs and go somewhere else and get a job the same day. Not only will they need you, but you're so good at it that you can say, okay, this is easy, so how can I move this away from being boring, to serving other people. I've seen people say stuff like, blah, 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 it's not working. I go in there and like, in 1 second, I fix it. They say, how'd you do that? They think you're like a magician or something. You do something 1,000 times, you know how to make it work. Same with rideshare, you know, because you're always aware. I've had people come into my lane and I turn my steering wheel and missed it. And people behind me say, oh, you're a good driver. How'd you do that? Because I'm always aware. I've learned to be aware. never had an accident in 10 years. So, and whenever somebody's tailgating, I put the flashers on to slow them down. Or if I see, if I just sense that something's getting ready to happen, I put the flashers on and wake people up. Back to what I was saying, this will be one of two because I'm going to the restaurant. I had to get out of the house. I got to go up here. I hadn't eaten anything all day. So part of, sometimes when I'm doing message, you know, am I in the flow or am I stressed? You know, am I just trying to work through something? And so a lot of times I'm in the flow and I'm trying to work through something. Relationships. If, let's say there's a breakup in a situation. Don't ever blame the other person. Blame yourself. Never blame the other person. Just, and if you're trying to, you always want to walk in love with everybody. You want to walk in agape love with everybody, God's love, no matter who it is. Close relationship, enemy, co-worker, people at church, people at the grocery store, people at the restaurant. You always want to walk in love, right? Because you don't want to offend anybody. If you know, the Bible says offenses will come, but you try not to, you know. And you set up boundaries. And one of the reasons you set up boundaries is so you don't offend people. But let's say something happens, something ends, right? So you have to use alchemy. Whatever kind of love it was, always flip it to agape love. Flip it to you want that person to be happy and have a best life and all that. Even if they lied on you, cheated on you, stole from you, whatever it happened, just move on. Because God is going to bless you. Does God bring people together? Does God separate people? I don't know, you know. Seems to be, but if you look at the Bible, you'll see what the Apostle Paul. See, Paul went to the third heaven, and what you'll see is in the Old Testament, you see those people come together, but it was to bring a lineage to bring Christ on the scene, and you see all the Gentile nations. Apostle Paul said it's just nothing but insanity, you know, and you're in a Gentile nation. So they don't really know how to run a relationship. They don't know their roles and their duties and their responsibilities. And everybody's been taught a lie from school and media and music and TV. I mean, I listened to rock music most of my life. And when I got saved, it took me a long time to cut it off. I mean, it was hard. One of the ways I was able to cut the rock music off is there was this song that came on. And it said something about deny your creator or something like that. I mean, the beat was great, and I said, what did he just say? What did he just say? And I said, I don't think so. I cut the music off, you know, but I cut that song off, but then it took me about 4 or 5 years later just to completely cut it all off, because just like there's a channel, I don't know if it's still around, there's a channel on YouTube called Suicide Sheep. And so just the fact that the title, when I woke up to how the whole system's mocking the Christians, I never went back to Suicide Sheep music at all. And a lot of the music is nothing but a mockery of the believers, you know, the Christians. And anyway, to transmutate, to turn, use alchemy and turn something bad into good, you should do that with everything. Job, relationships, goals, dreams that die out, anything and everything, you have to figure out how to flip it. And so that's what I'm saying. So let's say there was a love relationship, and you really, before I go to that, these programs, when you're young, you're just running on like culture programs and hormone programs, and you don't really know the person. They don't even know themselves. How can you know them if they don't know themselves? You don't know yourself. How can they know you? How can they love you if they don't know you? And so as you start breaking through the programs, you realize it wasn't real, but it was an object lesson to move you towards the real love, which is agape love. Love your neighbors, yourself. And so you can take those bad situations and transmute them, alchemy, flip them over to where, hey, I experienced love in this relationship, even though it was probably just a program, probably wasn't real, because they're gonna change. They're gonna be a different person next year. Unless you're tied to the hip, they're gonna be different. So you take that love and you shift it over to spiritual love for the church and for souls. And the same love you had for that person that wasn't even real, really, to be honest with you, because they're not even, until we see Jesus, we're going through a transformation process. Yeah, they're real as a human, but they're mainly running on programs. We all have been. And so that's what I've been going through. And during the vacation, I thought, there's like one, and there's probably more, but I felt like there's just one more fake reality that I've got to destroy that I believed. Now, there's probably more. I just don't see them. But I felt like there was just one more I've got to overcome. And the battle is real. You're eating that sugar. I got to have sugar. It's a fake reality program. Sugar, you're not really hungry. I didn't eat all day. I'm not really hungry. I'm just weak. Sugar creates an addiction that feels like hunger. It's not real. And so there's people out there that know this, and they might be rubbing shoulders with you, and they might be Freemasons, or they might be working for a Freemason, and they say, okay, here's how we trap him, or here's how we trap her. These are common. The devil knows the common tricks, right? To trap you, right? The world, the flesh, prior life. Okay, so they're watching you on social media and say, okay. They're watching your eye movement. He likes the blonde-headed women, and they'll say, she likes the muscle men or something. And so the social media is part of the system. It's Big Brother to the hilt. You might not ever heard this before, but they're watching your eyes through your phone. And the devil's system, it's a spiritual system. So it can be digital, but it's also spiritual. And so, remember, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil went down to test him. So don't think that that just happened to Job. It's happening to you. That same storyline is repeating. Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Sally? Have you considered my servant John, Jim, whatever? Because these programs have to be broken, and God will not put more on you than you can bear. And so when you wake up out of the delusion of the world, the flesh, and prior life, and fake systems, man-made systems, fake AI, fake Bitcoin, fake money, fake churches, fake news, fake media, all of it's fake. And so, and who makes all these fake systems? People. Fake narcissists. And some people are doing it because they really believe what they believe, you know. I've seen that. They come up to you and they want to date you. And you're listening, and she says this, that, and the other. Can I have your phone number? And this, that, and the other. And you're sitting there thinking, you don't have a clue what you're getting ready to get into. And so I'm going to save you some heartache, and we're not going to go any further with this. This is video one of two. But when you wake up to what we're really in, the whole thing's fake. And so it's an internal battle. It's not outside. See, as I'm walking in this restaurant, what do I hear? Love music from the world, old past. How you doing? The past is always trying to come back. The old programs, the memories from the past, always trying to get back in.